app. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys in New York City. Across the nation and even in Europe, no king's protest going on over President Trump's policies as demonstrators accuse him of violating their rights. Odyssey reporter Amanda Alexander is in Times Square.
This no king's protest has truly surpassed expectations, and I can confirm that from one of the organizers. I'm standing here with Matthew Cavalletto. How many people are here today?
Our current count shows us we're well over 100,000 people here.
Then what are folks here unhappy with?
This is my country, and I don't want to see it taken over and ruined by a bunch of corrupt oligarchs who are just in it to make themselves and their friends richer. This is still a democracy, and that's what we're here to speak for.
In Washington, D.C.,
yeah, somebody wants to be a king.
Georgia's Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock at the No Kings protest in Atlanta.
This no
king. Are you ready to stand up for women? Are you ready to stand up for reproduction?
Republicans are calling them hate America rallies that have painted the protesters as far outside of the nation's mainstream, even blaming them for the ongoing government shutdown. Hamas says it is returning more Israeli hostages to BBC's Kasia Madeira.
Hamas says that they will hand over two bodies of deceased Israeli hostages tonight. Of course, there was an awful lot of concern that not all of the deceased hostages were released.
President Trump met with Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday and is calling for an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. CBS's Willie James Inman.
At the center of their conversation, long-range Tomahawk missiles. Zelensky says Ukraine needs them.
Ukraine has such thousands of our production drones, but we don't have Tomahawks. That's why we need Tomahawks.
But President Trump hopes that won't be necessary.
Hopefully they won't need it. Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over with without thinking about Tomahawks.
L.A. County has reached a tentative $828 million agreement to settle more than 400 sex abuse claims against employees. The 400 were not included in an earlier settlement that was touted as the largest such deal in U.S. history involving abuse in juvenile facilities since 1959. This after an L.A. Times investigation revealed allegations of fraud and misconduct in that $4 billion settlement approved in April. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's probably controversial, even in an agree to disagree kind of way. I could be wrong about this thing. I'll admit that. But what seems to be, you know, consensus, and we lean on that a lot here.
There we go.
Is that you can't determine this in kindergarten. So no one's telling the parent, you know, that's against this, say, hey, but my kid's gifted. You know, it's like, well, actually, we don't necessarily know that in a very real way until maybe later in their educational career. And they'll still have those opportunities ahead of them. But for now, like, they're just kind of like all the other kids. And keep doing the great work that you're doing, because, yep, they know their ABCs a little bit faster than maybe their neighbor does. Great. Let's get them all together, keep them together for a few years, and see what happens.
My neighbor. You bringing up my neighbor, Johnny Lupinacci.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
You got a neighbor in New York City.
I got to tell you, though, you're talking about my kid, and my kid, Johnny, is gifted and is special. Oh, I don't know. Oh, what are we going to do with all of these smart kindergartners? Maybe we'll figure it out when we get back.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month, or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Man, you guys thought there was an extra guitar. That was Johnny Lupinacci. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Ripping through the scales.
Through. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Education talk. Educated educators. Talking education. Talking gifted education. More specifically, New York City kindergarten giftedness. Democratic nominee for mayor Zohran Mamdani is proposing to do away with gifted kindergartening. Man, we've had a discussion kind of all over the place on this. I'm going to guess, though, that between all three of us that we are really, you know, adamantly and very strongly saying, like, hold on, kindergarten, no. We got to at least stop the sorting and give these kids a little bit more time to potentially developmentally, you know, show some things that maybe a four-year-old isn't showing, but maybe when they're eight, holy crap. Can I say that that's, we all agree, you can't tell if a kindergartner is gifted, or maybe you can, but maybe you can't know kids who will be gifted, potentially, is what we're saying. How's that?
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Okay.
Leave Jacob. The children alone, Tim. They're just trying to eat their paste and learn their letters. We don't have to treat all the kindergartners like Russian figure skaters and drill them from the time they're born into these perfect products.
Nice. Yeah, agreed. Let the utes be utes.
Exactly.
What is it? David Bowie and these children that you spit on. You got, come on, nobody can finish that.
Well, I was hoping you could because you just said the weirdest part.
Well, yeah. You know, we're talking about Changes, an incredibly awesome song. It was the ending quote of The Breakfast Club, David Bowie, the lyrics from Changes. These children that you spit on as they try to change their world. Come on.
Are immune to your consultations?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, right?
But you don't sound like David Bowie. Can't you? Do you have
I don't have a David Bowie voice. No, I can't. I got a good neighbor voice, but I don't have a David Bowie voice. Sorry about that.
Right before the changes.
There, see, Johnny's got that voice. They're kids, you know, as you said, Jacob, my God, what are we doing? If anything, let's really take seriously childhood and acknowledge that every four-year-old, if that's when they're going to start kindergarten or five-year, deserves a gifted education regardless of what their standardized test score might be later on in life, because we're talking about early childhood experiences, and there is nothing in the research that says you get anything but benefit when you provide more and more opportunity the younger and younger the kids are. And you know,
early interventions, man.
That's it, Johnny. You point out about this all the time. It's an investment too. I mean, you know what?
Yeah.
Make kindergarten great again. There we go. What do you guys think?
Well, Jake? You know, we talked about it when we talked about the importance of Sesame Street and really great shows like that. I mean, it's all pours into our childcare system, right? And the more we support caring about children.
I'll try to get those Make Kindergarten Great Again hats ready for the next week. So I'll see what we can do in the merch department.
Make Kindergarten. That doesn't come off like a MAGA or a MAHA.
doesn't flow off the tongue so well.
Oh, I think, and Johnny, to point out too, like, this happens too, is that this will end up becoming an issue for people that they make their voting decision on. And the reality is, here's like, you want to be a great democratic citizen. There isn't any politician who's going to tick every box for you. It's kind of looking at this because, Johnny, actually his proposal as you point out, for early childhood health care and things like that. Come on, man. I think you're right. If he pulls that off, wow, can you imagine the what they call kindergarten readiness? Can you imagine how many more kids would be, quote, ready for kindergarten? Wow. I don't know. So much more, though. But you know what time it is, though, Johnny? It's time for your moment of zen. You do things again and again, and nothing happens. It requires patience, but not a passive patience, the patience of activism.
Thanks, listeners, for being patient with us today, listening to the broadcast. Remember to grab great podcasts chocked full with all kinds of fully leaded education talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, you can always find us at the Civic Media website or on our website, bustedpencils.com. And don't you dare be late for homeroom on Monday. And make sure you catch next week's class and session on Wednesday. And you can always find us on Friday for producer Jacob's Choice. And just like today, you can tune in and listen to Busted Pencils broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. No Kings demonstrations are taking place in Europe and across the U.S. protesting the policies of President Trump. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders speaking in the nation's capital.
We have masked agents working for ICE, breaking down doors, throwing people into vans without due process, and taking them to God knows where.
WBZ reporter Mike Macklin in Boston.
The Boston rally drew tens of thousands of people to Boston Common. Mayor Michelle Wu was the first to speak.
We stand here today to tell the Trump administration, when it comes to our freedoms, when it comes to our families, Boston doesn't back down.
Now to the No Kings protest in Germany.
We ain't gonna let them get away with it.